And as an accompaniment to that interview, we take a closer look at the song Breakfast in America.
Breakfast in America is the title track of British group Supertramp's most successful album. It was released in 1979 and has sold over 20 million copies to date. Supertramp singer Roger Hodgson wrote the song when he was still a teenager, explaining on his DVD, Take the Long Way Home, I was dreaming of one day going to America and seeing all the beautiful girls in California. Little did I know at that time that it would come true. In the song, the singer believes that life is better in America, but living in Britain, he will have to make do with a more mundane lifestyle, which includes his girlfriend. The song also refers to wealthy Texans having kippers for breakfast. This is an unlikely yet amusing image, given that this type of smoked fish is distinctly British, and more likely to be enjoyed by the lower classes rather than millionaires. When Supertramp were recording their sixth album, Hodgson brought the song to the studio, but keyboardist Rick Davis asked him to rewrite the lyrics, insisting they sounded too innocent. Tensions were already high between the two, so Hodgson tried, but just couldn't do it. The lyric is so much part of the song. I didn't even change one word. Then we had a big fight, even about the title of the album. He didn't want the album title Breakfast in America either. So I guess I won out on both counts. The song is now familiar to a new generation because it is the hook of group Gym Class Heroes' hit single, Cupid's Chokehold. Using the voice of Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump rather than the original version, its meaning is rather different. The singer regularly falls in love with new girls, believing each to be the one. Travis McCoy, frontman of Gym Class Heroes, has admitted that it was difficult to get the copyright clearance, but is pleased that Supertramp ended up really stoked on it.